Hi, and welcome back. This is Harlem from Fresh Ubuntu. This is the Fresh Ubuntu podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's been a busy week this week, and thank God it is over for me. I'm starting my weekend as I record this show, and I'm glad it is the weekend. Got a lot of emails and comments today, and of course I have a new Linux alternative program, and let's see. Of course, a command line command of the week. For the main segment, I really haven't decided at this point, and I think I'm going to wing it today. So thank you very much for joining me. Oh, and one thing, I got written up on another blog from penguinway.com. I just want to thank the people over there for giving me a nice little blog entry over there. I really certainly appreciate it. I was looking at my stats the other day, and I noticed a new URL. And from penguinway.com, I just would like to thank the people from there. And also, any new listeners that subscribed because of the penguinway.com blog write-up, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for joining me. I will try not to disappoint. In fact, I read their blog entry, and it said some very nice things, including the new music that I've been playing, and it just so happened that I didn't have enough time to get any music on my podcast last week. So, again, I am sorry to disappoint if I have, and this week should be back to the same old format. Thank you again for joining me. Right now, let's go to the news. We have some community news, so I will be back in a quick second. The latest in the development of Ubuntu 7.04, Feisty Fawn, Herd 2 has been released, and it is out and available for download. Feisty Fawn is going to be Ubuntu 7.04 and will be officially released in a stable version by April 2007. You can read the complete release announcement at thefridge.ubuntu.com/files/herd2release. And if you'd like, if you want to help out with the testing, you can go to this URL, wiki.ubuntu.com/testing. And I'm sure they would appreciate every bit of help that they can, as that April date is coming soon. If you haven't heard already also, they have announced the creation of a screencast team. And they need your help. Screencasts are, of course, videos which show users how to achieve a specific task in Ubuntu. They can be seriously useful when walking users through a new task and are intended to complete Ubuntu's other support resources such as documentation, forums, mailing lists, and IRC. The project is led by Alan Pope, who has already done some great work on screencasts, but now the project is expanding, and you can help out. Simply head over to the team wiki page at wiki.ubuntu.com/screencast team. You can soak up the material there. Then you'll be ready to contribute to the team by requesting or even making new videos. So run over to that website if you are at all interested in helping provide screencasts to the community at large. And one last bit of exciting news. The official Flash 9 plugin for Firefox, among other things, is final, and it is out for Linux. You can either download the Flash plugin at the Adobe Flash Player Download Center. For Linux, you can get a tar.gz file or an RPM file, or if you want, you can wait until the repositories have the official plugin and wait to update your old plugin. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the news this week. Kind of thin in the news department lately, but that's okay. Things are just kind of gearing up for the new year. So anyway, thank you for joining me for the news, and we will go on to our next segment. right, for the main segment, let's talk about Feisty Fawn, Herd 2. But a note before we start, remember, this is still an alpha release, Herd 2 is, so you don't want to install it on a production machine. The final stable version will be released in April 2007. So of the past couple of releases, and I've downloaded two of them so far. I've downloaded 6.06 and 6.10, Dapper Drake and Edgy Eft, respectively. And of the two, I was probably the least excited about Edgy Eft, although I do have Edgy Eft installed on my laptop, and it's running just fine, very stable, by the way, and I like the feel of it. I was more assured that Dapper Drake would probably be a little more stable and would run right out of the box. I, of course, had to play around with my Edgy Eft installation, notably my Wi-Fi access, and finally got that up and running by installing I believe it was called the Linux Restricted Generic Modules. It's on the Ubuntu CD, by the way. You don't have to be connected to the internet, as of course you can't get on it, because if you have a Wi-Fi PCM CIA card, then you obviously can't get on the internet. So now this next release, Feisty Fawn, I am a bit excited about, actually, because there's a lot of nice things, a lot of really, really cool things going on in Feisty Fawn. And I thought this would be a good time and a very good platform to take a look at what Herd 2 has to offer and what they might have in the final release of Feisty Fawn. As in prior releases, they, of course, experimented quite a bit before the final release of Edgy, and some of the things that were planned in Edgy did not make it into the final release. So, again, Herd 2 is sort of a... again, it is a beta. You know, it's Herd 2. And so some of the things I am going to talk about on this episode may not make it to the final version of Feisty Fawn. But in any case, I would like to highlight some of the things that are scheduled or at least present in Herd 2. And we can start off, first of all, with the GNOME. And I'm specifically talking about the Ubuntu version of Feisty Fawn. I will put a link for the Kubuntu version. I don't know if they have a Zubuntu version out yet, but if they do, I will put a link to that as well in the show notes at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. Let's first of all start out with the desktop environment, and the next build of GNOME will be present in Feisty Fawn. Right now in Herd 2 is 2.17.5. And I believe by the time 2.18 comes out, Feisty Fawn, the final version, will have 2.18. For now, this one has 2.17.5. And so that is something to look forward to. It'll have some bug fixes in Sudoku and Chess. Let me see here. The system tools has been updated in the Herd 2. Better networking support, lots of bug fixes for the system tools. It also will have the latest Thunderbird release, a popular email client by the Mozilla Foundation. It will also feature the new FSpot 0.3, which gives you a number of improvements over 0.2.2. View mode is improved, Picasa web interface, some new icons, etc. I believe new in Herd 2 is that GTK Plus 2.10.7 is added. For those of you who don't know, GTK Plus is a multi-platform toolkit for creating graphical user interfaces. It is now part of Feisty. And included also in Feisty Fawn is the new version of Wine 0.9.29. Of course, Wine is a translation layer. It's capable of running Windows applications on Linux. That is also, a lot of this stuff is also available right now for Edgy Eft. They have just highlighting some of the features included right now in Herd 2. But again, a lot of this stuff is available for Edgy Eft. For instance, Wine is already available. So I think I have the new Wine translation layer already loaded onto my system. Also included is a media player called Exale. It's supposed to be similar to Amarok, and only it's for the GTK Plus toolkit. And like Amarok, it will feature automatic fetching of album art and handling of large libraries, as well as getting the lyrics and artist and album information via the Wikipedia Last.fm support. It'll also offer some optional iPod support also. If you subscribe to a lot of news feeds, you will be surprised and maybe pleased that Life for Rio is added as well onto the Herd 2 release, and which, by the way, I've used for about a week and a half now, and I really like it. It handles all my news feeds and podcasts as well. And the cool thing about Life for Rio is that it'll put all your podcasts in a single directory or a directory of your choosing. So what you do is you essentially set up a directory, and it could be your, you know, morning podcast or Monday podcast or your Tuesday podcast, whatever. And all the podcasts will be directly downloaded to that particular directory. And it's a lot like iTunes would do it. All the podcasts in one directory. Now, if many of you are familiar with iPod or Linux or Juice, now those aggregators, and they're specifically podcast aggregators, those aggregators put them in a directory specific to that podcast. So say you were downloading the Daily Source, it would have a directory called the Daily Source or the Daily Source Code, and all the podcasts for Daily Source Code will be naturally put into that directory. So again, that's a lot of changes, a lot of inclusions in the Feisty Fawn Herd 2 release. I'm really kind of excited about Feisty Fawn in general. And I may even try downloading the Feisty Fawn Herd 2 just to check it out, to see what's what all the buzz is about. I am very excited about the Feisty Fawn release, and I hear it's going to be very interesting, to say the least. So we look forward to that. April 2007 is when it's due out, and can't wait to get my hands on it. And that does it for the main segment. Let's go on to the command line command of the week. Have you ever wondered how much free, unused, and used memory you have in your system, but you don't want to hassle with going through three menus and two pop-up windows to find out what that is? You can do that in your terminal with a command called free, spelled F-R-E-E. This command displays the amount of free and used memory in your system. What it will do is display the free and used physical memory and your swap memory in your system, as well as the buffers used by the kernels. Let's go through the options. You have the dash B option, and this displays the amount of memory in bytes. The dash K option displays it in kilobytes. The dash M option displays it in megabytes, and the dash G, of course, displays it in gigabytes. There's the dash T, and it displays a line containing the totals. There's an interesting option called dash S, and this activates continuous polling, and the delay is in seconds apart. You may actually specify any floating point number for the delay. You can get a running totals of your free memory and used memory with the command line called free. Give it a try if you're curious, and there you have it. That's this week's command line command of the week. It's always the same old crap. I get my heart broken. It's easy to predict. I wish I was numb. Had no feelings and no love. Sometimes I wish I could find a way. Save a boss, not a game I want to play. Okay, now for the emails and comments. The first one is from Kyle Skrinak. It's funny how one has to step carefully over in the pseudo versus root wars. However, there is a third way that is safer than enabling root and more convenient than sudo alone, and that is sudo zsh, which will invoke a shell with root-level permissions. It is dangerous to leave it open after you've finished, a trivial issue if you're willing to enable root. Of course, you can invoke your favorite shell, such as sudo bash, sudo ksh, etc. Vidcast, he talks about Vidcast. He says, well, I'm not a big fan, only because I can't afford a portable video player and I don't spend my time at a computer when I listen to my podcasts. I like getting real-life chores done, but that's only me. I love your idea of a roundtable discussion on Ubuntu with the right mix. It should be lively and engaging. Let me know if you need an opinionated Mac expander. Just three more comments. Yaquake, very nice. I love it. Great recommendation. Number two, I too like the parallel apps suggestion. That's the Linux equivalent segment that I have now. The GIMP, as for porting Photoshop as a graphics arts professional, I now use the GIMP for 97% of my work. It isn't as full-featured as Photoshop, lacks the, as I talked about as well, CMYK editing and the effects layers, but that's high-end work. Much of what I do, such as web work and simple documentation, GIMP is great. Check it out. Licensing on Adobe products is a lot, and unless you have a heavy revenue-generating workflow, which will allow you to spend $1,000 a year on upgrades, you should find GIMP sufficient. Regards, Kyle. And yes, thank you very much, Kyle, for sending me that note. Wonderful comments. And Kyle, email me. My email is freshubuntu@gmail.com. Just want to get in touch with you. I promise I won't spam you. Just so I can get a hold of you and we can talk some logistics, okay? This next letter is from, this next comment is from Art Krallman. He says he has two Ubuntu systems and an XP system hooked to a FreeNAS network attached storage system. He can open documents and PDFs off the NAS from all three machines, but he can't play MP3s and AVIs. He can see them, but unable to get them to play on his system. And he actually asked me if I could fix it, and I gave it my best shot. I'm sorry, Art, I couldn't get it done, but he posted something at the SourceForge forum about getting this to work, and it is an actual bug with Ubuntu and FreeNAS servers. And I will post a link here to his thread at that forum, and maybe by this time they have an answer for us. So thank you very much, Art Krallman, for doing the legwork on this, and hopefully you've saved many people. Hopefully you've saved many people saved many people the frustration of trying to get MP3s and AVIs to play from a FreeNAS server. Well, that's it for the emails and comments. Thank you so much for, again, emailing me. Any listener out there can also email me with whatever they want to email me with. My email address is at freshubuntu@gmail.com. Thank you very much. And that does it for the emails. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Thank you for joining me for this installment of the Fresh Ubuntu podcast. There are several ways, and if you would like to get a hold of me, you can leave a comment at freshubuntu.com or freshubuntu.blogspot.com, or you can email me at freshubuntu@gmail.com, or you can leave a voicemail on the Gizmo Project. My handle is freshubuntu. And please feel free to do that. On my voicemail, you can actually leave a tip, say hello to the world, whatever you want to do, and I am willing to put it all on there. Okay? So try giving that a call, the Gizmo Project. What you have to do is go to the gizmoproject.org and download their voice over IP voice over IP software. Music was provided by the IOTA PromoNet and the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Links will be provided on the show notes at freshubuntu.blogspot.com or at freshubuntu.com. And again, I have that new website, freshubuntu.org, which is not entirely up and running yet. It is in, I wouldn't even say beta yet. I would way, way before beta. As I think I will be going with the Joomla content management system. Now I just got to learn how to use it. Have a good rest of your week. Thank you for joining me, and we'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye now.